This episode is brought to you by Fallout 76, the post-nuclear RPG from Bethesda Game Studios. Explore the wasteland alone or with friends as you meet unique characters, complete exciting quests, and face dangerous foes. Take a stroll along the Atlantic City boardwalk in the latest update. Play Fallout 76 for free now through April 18. Available on Xbox, PlayStation, and Steam. Visit Fallout.com to learn more. Rated M for mature.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
You are completely out of your mind.
This dude was a putback
you
machine.
You are just, like, the things that you said during this break, I'm almost embarrassed for you right now.
I've never seen any black and white film.
It's bad enough you have flipped on the Cardinals. It's bad enough you will not give the Patriots their just due after a performance like that last night.
As a team to beat the AFC. I don't know what that performance was yesterday.
It was
a running the ball.
A methodical, disciplined, well-prepared. Everybody trusted, believed in it, and now you're giving me the glazed over.
Because you went against a
man, clearly, give Bill clearly, his credit.
Clearly, you
his
went
team
against,
was ready to play.
Clearly, you went against a team of dumb football players
well,
and sensitive.
I mean, you could
Ralph Transvan.
So everybody you beat
they got,
is
they
dumb.
Got, they got Ralph Transvan at man with sensitivity. With and
I can't believe you asked me this.
Like, man, get out here, Micah Hyde. You don't want to miss the tackle for the 6-yard touchdown run. That's a you
problem.
I didn't
like that look from Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer. I did not like that look at all. But this other conversation. You know what? Let's bring Jay Williams into this. Jay Will joins us on the Goodyear Hotline.
Somebody can bring some balance.
Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance.
You too emotional.
Jay, it's like we have like this a whole bunch of questions we were going to talk about with you and a whole bunch of like NBA topics and stuff. But I almost feel like this will probably dominate it. It'll turn into a lot of reaction from listeners. And it's pretty much what we should do anyway. So let's begin with the fact that we are trying to, as Steph Curry is 16 threes away from owning the all-time record. We can all agree. Let's first start here. We all agree Steph Curry is the greatest shooter in the history of the game.
Facts.
Facts. Okay. Bart, you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Good. So we start there. With that in mind, if you're the greatest of the most important skill in the game, I think we did with you on the show establish you can't put him in the top five all time. But don't you think he's got to have a spot in the top 10 of the pantheon of greatest players in the history of the game? Just based on that skill.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
And I know he is different. He is Magic Johnson. He is incredible. And I love Magic. I wore number 32 because I thought I was going to be Magic until I realized I was only going to be 6 foot tall. Then I started to relate more to Isaiah Thomas. But I want to ask you, could Magic share the Showtime moniker with Stephen Curry?
Oh, he's this generation's version of must watch.
He is
special.
It's and I know that we don't like put people in buckets, but like, and I know I'm not comparing resumes, but I'm just like, it's Steph to me is the most Showtime player I think I've ever seen because of how he does it.
Yes.
And here's the thing that's so different about it. He's 6'2", 6'3". Like, he's not somebody 6'7". Like, when I watch LeBron, I'm like, man, damn, if I can only be 6'9", 265 pounds. Or when I watch KD, I'm like, damn, if I can only be 7'1", and be out there and dance with the ball like that. When I'm Steph, I'm like, yo, I got to get in the gym and start getting up more shots. I should be able to do that. Like, it's so – the shot's not looking at the rim. It's just – it's the most different thing I've ever seen.
Box office is the way I describe it.
Since Alan want to kind of set it up and kind of preface it, certain things to try and – He's setting you up for a later conversation. So I'm going to set you up for a later conversation. If a player is the best at his position at all times, should he be in the top 10? If you're the best, he just said the best shooter should be in the top 10.
Right.
If the best player at a particular position, should he be in the top 10?
I object. The question is
I'm leading.
It's a misleading question, and you're trying to get the witness now.
That's exactly
to
what
lean
you said.
Towards your narrative.
I'll rephrase.
Well, Bart,
I'll rephrase.
There's certain players that are stacked at certain positions, right? Like Kobe, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Well, like there's stacked players at certain positions, so it doesn't necessarily just translate or equate into being top 10. But I mean, I mean, it's not hard to say. By the time his career is done, he's going to be top 10 of all time.
Okay, so tell me this.
Like, is anybody refuting that?
All right,
I'm absolutely refuting that.
Bart is So here's what I'll do. We're going to go over it this way because what we did.
Tell me who you took out. I'm not taking. He going to tell me.
Listen to me. I will do this the right way. Okay. I will set it up and I will leave the blank and then we'll try to fill in the blank. Let's just make sure we agree. Michael Jordan, top 10. Yes. We all agree. Yes. LeBron James. Yes. Magic Johnson. Yes.
Yes.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yes.
Yes.
Larry Bird. Oh, there's a pause from Jay.
I'm with Larry Bird.
Yeah, he's there. Yeah, Larry
Bird. All right.
Yeah.
Bill Russell.
Yes.
He only averaged 15 points a game.
Kevin Durant.
Yes.
Okay. Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
Yes. All right, let's stop there.
Can I throw a name out there? Okay.
Now you go ahead and offer your. Gave you eight.
How many names were there? Was that? Seven?
I got you eight. That's eight names.
I got Shaquille O'Neal,
Shaq. Can we all agree on Shaq? There's a pause.
Shaq's one of the most dominant players to ever live. I can make a kid. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so
I
mean, if that's nine.
Yeah, dominance.
That's nine. Who's 10?
So for me,
and
10
here,
is.
And here comes
the greatest power forward. Of all times.
Tim Duncan.
Yes, five titles. In the modern era, five titles.
But see, Bart, this is where it gets a little bit interesting for me because when people start, I'm going to tell you how I look as a hooper, right? Titles, and you know this, it's like Tom Brady winning seven titles. Like, it takes so much to go right to win titles. It takes the perfect head coach, team chemistry, one of the greatest teams of all time. And I'm not saying that Tim Duncan's numbers aren't there for that at all. I'm not refuting Tim Duncan. All I'm saying, though, is like there are also traits and skill sets that you watch where it's revolutionized the game. And I don't know. It's when I get into Steph, I feel like Steph has revolutionized the game.
He did.
If you want to call Shaq one of the most dominant player to ever play the game, like then I'd say, okay, then Steph is probably the most revolutionary player in the game.
Yeah, he's influential, right? He changed the game like Wilt Chamberlain, the 3-second rule, all that stuff. But Tim Duncan was box office, and he was the man. Look at the resume.
How many dudes are
you go with the
shooting
resume?
Off the glass? How many guys? How many? I mean, again, this is what happens.
That's because they can't.
And you know
that's because they can't.
What you don't like about these discussions is what happens is you start finding fault with great players. Like,
exactly.
And I don't like doing that either because Tim Duncan's a great player. But if you're making a list, someone's got to go.
And it ain't Tim Duncan. You better not take
So you're leaving Steph Curry out of the top 10.
Is every one of
Tim Duncan.
Let me ask this. If every one of those titles that they won, all five of them, was he directly arguably the best player other than the one where Kawhi won MVP? Was he the best player?
Well, then other than.
Okay, well, for the four. Did he get MVP for four?
But that's not fair, though, because half the time he was on the court, he was playing with LeBron James, who people consider to be maybe the second or the best player to ever play the game.
No, I'm talking about Tim Duncan.
Oh, you're talking about Tim Duncan. I thought you were talking about Steph. Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about Tim Duncan. Yeah,
but
Tim
let's
Duncan
just,
was
again,
arguably the best player.
But, like, all right, so Bart is saying he's putting Tim Duncan there. Jay, are you putting Tim Duncan there or are you putting Steph there in that group of 10?
Tim Duncan is never going to fight.
Because you know there are other names to consider beyond Tim Duncan. I mean, there's Hakeem Olajuwon.
Dirk Nowitzki?
There's a lot of other names you could consider, especially names from the past that, of course, we tend to forget about that were great players of their time. But I'm leaving it up to you because you know my vote. Are you putting in Steph Curry or are you putting in Tim Duncan? Do you agree with Bart or do you agree with me?
I'm with you, Han. And I'm with you because.
Little man bias.
First off, you're damn right, Bart. Little man bias. And secondly, like, and I hate this because, you know, I feel like sometimes when you get into these debates, you have to try to chop one person down in order to build some other person up. And I'm not going to do that because Tim Duncan is one of the best players that I've played against Tim Duncan. He's one of the best players I've ever seen play the game of basketball. The way Steph plays. It's the most entertaining style of basketball, and he's doing it at such a high clip, 50, 40, 90.
You flash over substance. Because I'll go through the resume. 15-time All-Star, 15 times All-NBA, All Rookie of the Year, 3-time Finals MVP, which I don't think Steph is 3-time Finals MVP, 15-time All-Defensive.
I think that debate is old. I'm not comparing resume at all. Like what I'm it's like, you saying, like, hey, here's a resume of a player that dictates his greatness. And I'm sitting there saying, well, like, as a player, though, if you playing against somebody, like, that's how I dictate greatness. Like, I can't – I think Bill Russell's top 10 of all time because I could see his resume. I never got a chance to see it, though.
That's right.
Like, I've got a chance to see these guys and play against them. And it's just a little bit different when you have Steph over – as soon as he comes over half court, man, you have to face guard him whole time. Like, I've never seen another player in the history of the game have that.
Right. So you have to guard him once he crosses the timeline.
So when you play Tim Duncan, how many points he put up on you?
Well, I didn't guard him. That was more.
I ain't saying on you. Hey, how much work? We know how great Tyson, a defensive player, Tyson Chandler was. How much work did Tim Duncan give Tyson Chandler?
But okay, so this is a little bit like the Tom Brady man. Like, I'm gonna tell you right now, I've been coached by Greg Popovich. Genius offensive scheme. Genius. The continuity in which they ran, the guards and the personnel they have run those. It's almost like it's like the same Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, not to take away from either one's greatness, but they're both great because he also had one of the greatest coaches to ever do it.
Yeah, Steve Kerr is one of the greatest coaches to ever do it.
No, Bart, I'm not comparing Steve Kerr to I'm not doing it. I'm not comparing him to Pop.
So when it's all said and done, when Steve Kerr has four or five champions as a coach and the rest as a player, like, his resume is going to be better than Greg Popovich.
The Greg Popovich.
We're just at the beginning.
Clay and Steph all on the same team.
No, he had David Robinson. He had Tony Parker. He had Ginobili. Three guys that's going to go in the Hall of Fame. So he had three guys in the top 75 team.
Who you taking? Bar? You taking Tony Parker? You taking Manu Ginobili or Steph Curry?
I'm taking Steph Curry. Are you taking Draymond Green? You taking Draymond Green, or you taking Bart?
Let's go center for center. Let me grab the mic on your show for a minute. Okay. You taking Tony Parker or you taking Klay Thompson?
That's debatable.
Okay.
You taking Tim Duncan
or you taking Kevin Durant?
Oh man, it all depends.
You're making my case for me. You're making my case for me.
Okay, you taking Draymond Green or you taking David Robinson?
What?
You taking Draymond Green or David Robinson?
Stop changing the point that has nothing to do with the third players I just mentioned, Bart.
I just picked two. You took two.
All right. So we clearly see we have a, and right now you're taking
Wiggins or you take, because I can.
And now we go off the rails with it. But no, I'm curious. And again, we'll see what the callers say at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But while we have Jay, and we're talking with Jay Williams on the Goodyear Hotline. While we have you, though, speaking of Kareem and great players, what did you think of what he said about LeBron and how goats don't need to dance after LeBron had that, you know, the cojones celebration? Yeah, and he called him out for it, saying, like, why are you doing that? Why are you showing up the opponent when you're a goat? Like, you don't need to do stuff like that. What did you think about that?
Get off my lawn. I love Kareem. I think Kareem says a lot of incredible things, but that sounded like a very much like an old man comment. And it's like, look, man, there's trash talking. That there's different forms of trash talking in today's game than what there was, you know, 30 years ago. Yeah. And like, if I were to tell you, like, what's worse, some of the things that Michael Jordan has said up close and personal to me that nobody else has heard, or LeBron James making a three and kind of doing like the ball thing. Like, yeah. I'm gonna tell you the MJ stuff. I'm gonna tell you the Gary Payton stuff. I'm gonna tell you the Robert Horry stuff.
Yeah, yeah, but that's different though.
The KG stuff.
But what he's saying is like certain things, like with his brand and where he is, his status. Like he should have said something. You don't grab your chickpeas.
Bart, when I tell you some of the things that Michael Jordan
has said to me,
like, if that were put on a microphone, like if that were in today's age, and a player were like, yo, he said this to me.
Yeah.
People would look at Michael Jordan differently.
Yeah, but I get that, though, but so like grabbing your chickpeas.
Like, but who cares?
It's like Randy Moss, right? Forever scarred for what he did. It's not the most. He fake mooned and put his butt on the logo. That's not a big deal. But like you know, the fire hydrant pin, like certain things you don't expect like players like that to do. Now, you expect him to talk stuff and talk trash. You don't expect him to grab his chickpeas. You don't expect him to go beast mode. That's some Lance Stevenson stuff.
I grab my chickpeas 50 times a game, Bart. 50 times a game I'm moving around my chickpeas. What do you mean?
Did you need some gold bond? It was an itch down there? What was going on, Jim?
Was it an issue? Spandex. They move around a lot. I got that Nick Cannon problem.
Oh, you
I got that Nick Cannon joint.
But the thing is, you must have had the jock. See, that's why I never wore a jock strap, because like the imprint like leaves like those little marks. You ever put some socks on that's too tight?
No.
You put the socks on, it's too tight, and you just start itching. You got to scratch. Like, sometimes, like, the you know, if you got too tight of a jock strap on, it leaves them imprint.
Hey, phrase it!
The gold bond. That's why
Alan,
he had the gold bond.
How do you let this conversation go down this path, Alan? How do you
well, you said you had to adjust yourself.
It's Jay, this is what happens, and you know,
so
like,
blue, you said you needed blue star ointment because you had to adjust yourself.
Pull the curtain back,
as
you know.
I needed any ointment, Bart. I needed any prescribed ointment from any doctor, okay?
We have these meetings, you know, with the show where people listen to a segment and they'll say to me, like, you know, that's probably when you probably should have reset, got us back into the conversation. I'm like, I don't know. I was having too much fun to really care about letting everybody
know. I'm trying to get sponsorship. I'm trying to get sponsorship for Gold Bond and Blue Star ointment.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Blue Star ointment still around, Jay?
Yeah. But regardless.
And Bart, you know what you should do? You have the black spandex. You pull them down and you put the Gold Bond all over.
Tough acting to knack it. Right. I'm surprised you went with Tim Duncan out, though. I mean, I'm really surprised you, Jay.
Yeah.
Tim Duncan.
Well, I didn't hear. Who did Alan have out? Alan, who
so we're just done with phrasing, right? That's not a thing anymore?
Yeah, I would go with Curry there. Shaq and Curry are finishing out my list there of the top 10. But, you know, that conversation now is completely gone. But we have calls to get to on that because there's a lot of people that do want to sound off. And as we always know, these are the barbershop conversations. They're evergreen. They'll last forever. But we add Steph Curry now into the mix. No longer is it Jordan or LeBron. Is LeBron above Jordan or is Jordan above LeBron? Now it's, wait a minute, where does Steph Curry factor into this whole thing? Because he's had a stellar career, and he should be in the pantheon of all-time greats.
Can I ask Jay something?
Oh, boy.
Jay.
Look at the time.
Well, this is quick.
All right.
So, because I always like to push the story forward, right? So if we added Steph Curry in the future, out of all the young stars, if you had to pick one, who would you put your money on for the future guy that you would put in, like that's like 25 and under?
To have a chance to be top 10?
To be like an all-time great. We see greatness in him, like already Hall of Fame. Is it Luka? No, Luka's too far.
I would probably say I may go Ja Morant, man.
Ja? Ooh. You like Ja Morant?
I may go Ja Morant.
Can he ever win a title in Memphis, though? He might have to abandon ship.
That's a commercial name.
I mean, but a lot of that is due to your management, who you have around you. But, I mean, I'll tell you, I like the makeup of their team.
What about
they're
you,
one of the young, hungry teams that I love watching play.
I just don't see.
Allen, you don't have anybody? I see greatness. I see big-time shot-making ability in Luka.
Luka has the it factor.
He's like unstoppable.
Luka has the it factor. His durability, which is, again, that was a Curry issue. But his durability and longevity are the two things that concern me the most being all in, like buying that stock.
Body.
That stock, my hesitation is just the fact that while he's young, he's fine. He gets away with it because he's young. But the more and more he gets banged up, that body,
he's going to be like Jokic,
how
though.
He can handle.
He's going to be like Jokic. He's going to figure it out, and he's going to lose the weight that he needs to lose.
You know what's crazy, Bart, though? You know what's crazy? Talk about body type of thing. Think about Zion. I mean, a couple of years ago, man, we were talking about this dude just being – next level, and now we're worried about him having
type 2 diabetes because like this dude look like
he's got to stop doing. He's got to know where every camera is and know like what's not a good angle. Like you know how there's certain mirrors where you just walk past, you're like, damn, you just know that's not my good side. Like he's got to understand when there's a camera around.
I say this with confidence too.
Make sure that it's got the right angle,
Jay,
because there are some angles that people have gotten of him on camera.
Jay, I say the Mountain Dew commercial was one. Why he had like ultraviolet colors. I say this with confidence.
Wear black. It's slimming.
I say this with confidence. Zion Williamson is the worst dressed athlete in the history of sports.
Michael Jordan.
No. Have you seen Zion?
Bart, I'll give you another one. Zion Williamson could probably play a linebacker right now in the NFL.
Mm. Oh, he can play three technique. He about 300. He looked like Booger for real. He like Booger for before real. The hair faded off.
Man. Jay, like I said, we had all this stuff planned to talk to you about in the NBA, all these questions, all these topics, and then we just turned it into what we always do, and it's always a lot of fun. Thanks so much, man.
Everybody's playing until they get hit in the mouth, Alan. Thank you.
I do every segment. All right, Jay Williams, again, you can hear him every morning. Keyshawn, Jay Will,
Stock and
Max.
Blue Star Workman just went up, too.
Yeah, that was quite the conversation. And you know what, though? What Jay didn't live through, and neither did you, is the era I lived through, which is the short shorts. I got a picture
back,
of me in high
broke,
school,
bro.
Man.
They back.
Little...
They back. They back.
No, I know that's
back. You see
back.
LeBron and them sons like playing like, yo, man.
Yeah, they do wear them a little tight and a little bit shorter. But I told you, I got that picture of me in high school.
Yeah.
It was a little dangerous. I never realized it.
You flashed everybody when you went up for a rebound.
Yeah, layups. Yeah, that one-legged layup thing.
That was your biggest game. He's like, hey, you know, I know you grabbed.
Stop it now. Let it go. We're going to leave it right there.
All right.
Yeah, nobody needs to know about things that happened in the late 80s. It was different then. It's Barton Hahn coming to you live from above the Heineken Riverdeck and Pier 17. Coming up, we have your calls. And yes, we do have a lot of passionate callers on this topic. But also, Notre Dame won the press conference. All the right things were said, but they still got to win. That most important, of course, after Bart tells us about Advanced Auto Parts.
We're brought to you by Die Hard, America's most trusted auto battery. We know you have places to go, so don't let your battery hold you back. Get an auto battery that is trusted from the start. Count on the reliability, durability, and power of Die Hard batteries to get you on the road. Available at your local Advanced Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores. Back after this. Who's on your damn list?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
I'm Doug Brown. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reports all NBA teams will be sending lists of unvaccinated players to the league office by Friday. Starting January 15th, unvaccinated players who leave the U.S. won't be allowed back into the country. That includes players who play road games in Toronto. UConn sophomore guard Paige Beckers will miss 6 to 8 weeks with a fracture in her left knee. Beckers was the player of the year as a freshman. ESPN has learned the new head coach of USA women's basketball is Cheryl Reeve, the coach and GM of the Minnesota Lynx. She was an assistant coach on the last two U.S. gold medal winning teams. The new Notre Dame football coach Marcus Freeman will be live on Canty and Golic Jr. at 4 Eastern today right here on ESPN Radio.
Welcome back, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, offering coverage options as unique as your business. Progressive covers companies of many sizes and specialties. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Shout out to all those people that played in the short shorts era. It was uncomfortable. But we never knew how uncomfortable it was until later on in life when you look back at pictures of yourself and you went, damn, those are awkwardly short shorts. But that's life. That's the way it goes. We got a lot of tweets.
That was child abuse. You didn't even know.
No, I didn't even know. It was more than that, but we'll discuss that later. We got a lot of tweets, of course, on this debate. Where would Steph Curry? Steph Curry is now 16 threes away from being the all-time leader in three-pointers made in NBA history. And we figure he's already, of course, he's the greatest shooter in the history of the game. But we're asking, like, is he in the top 10 all-time greats? Has he gotten there yet? Bart says no. Jay Will says yes. What do you say? We'll get to your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We did get a lot of tweets about this, Bart. Some people taking your side of it about Tim Duncan. And maybe we're missing a couple other names as well. So we'll read those tweets. We'll get your calls. But first, it's time for us to stop talking. Let the headline makers do the talking in a segment we like to call
Audio Files. You did it again.
Nailed it. Was that...
I think it's the neoprene you need. You need the neoprene on. That's what it is. When you got on a good thing, your rotator cuff, you get full extension rotation. Yeah, there you go.
Just got to, like, keep working on that.
It's the shark.
All right. So it was weird last week when Brian Kelly went to LSU and wanted to thank everybody at the university. Going to make you proud.
The Taters.
Even though, of course, we know him as a...
Sound like Sling Blade? Okay.
We're going to win a championship. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is, Brian Kelly, of course, being a New Englander, just suddenly picked up the Cajun twang. But that's fine. Marcus Freeman, the defensive coordinator, takes over now as Notre Dame's head coach. You'll hear him on Canty and Golic Jr. at 4 o'clock, by the way, on ESPN Radio nationally. But here is the new head coach of the Irish.
All right. To the Board of Trustees and countless others that approved my hire, thank you. My current and former players, you are my why. You are my motivation. You are the reason I get up every day and work as hard as I can. To see you all reach your goals, to see you all set a goal and live out a dream is what gives me my inspiration every day to do what I do. Last but not least, my parents. I've kind of told you their story, but I just want you to know when others say, just be yourself, I am me because of you. In closing, I'm ready to get to work. My sense of urgency is for right now. It's to make sure that this team is prepared on January 1st in the Fiesta Bowl to be victorious versus Oklahoma State. And that's where our focus will be.
His first game will be a bowl game. And he is now the head coach. And, Bart, you were marveling at the fact that he has a very large family.
Yeah, man. You know, he's young, too, 35 years old. I know he played linebacker.
Six kids.
What do you play linebacker at?
Did you just throw me a grenade?
No,
all right.
No, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying, man?
So we've been talking a lot, getting a lot
Ohio
of the top.
State.
Okay. Can I move on?
Yeah.
Okay. Audio files continues. We've been talking a lot about the Bills side of things from last night's Monday Night Football game, a wild game in the wind, in the snow, in the freezing rain and everything else, a 14-10 finish, which the Patriots threw the ball three times. Mac Jones was 2 for 3. And while running the ball 90% of the time favored the Patriots in this matchup, when the two teams meet up again the day after Christmas up in Foxborough, Bill Belichick jokes that they also have an advantage. Why?
Yeah, we were talking about that last night. We can use our whole passing game. All the pass plays that we have, they haven't seen. So we can use all of them next time we play them. That game plan has already been made.
See that? The whole passing game has not been revealed yet. So the Bills, they didn't even have to make any adjustments because the Bills haven't seen much of it. That was on the Greg Hill Show, WEEI.
And the Bills are salty right now, man, because you just have to own it. You feel like you're the better team, and you feel like you couldn't show it because the elements favored them. And you feel super salty because now you have to sit up here and see and listen to how great Bill Belichick
is.
And all what they've done. And it's like, well, we missed the field goal. They made the field goal. Nick Folk is all people hit the, you know, having a career year when he was out of the league.
I don't even, we've got a Nick Folk conversation to have in the 2 o'clock hour in regards, because he was your former teammate.
Yeah. Yeah. He missed one.
Never mind that. It's where the Jets are now compared to where they were when they had him, and never mind. So that's Audio Files brought to you by Die Hard Batteries, America's most trusted auto battery, available at your local Advance Auto Parts. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. All right, let's get to the calls on this discussion when it comes to Steph Curry, because I want to hear what people think. Do they agree with Bart? Do they agree with me? We shall see. We go to Adam in Michigan to start us off. Adam.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just want to I'm going to leave the top 10 to the experts, you guys, but let's narrow it down just for a second and talk about the top 3 point guards of all time. Mm-hmm. I've always had Isaiah, well, not in this order, Magic, yep. Isaiah, and Oscar. And I'd also like to preface this by saying that John Stockton is probably the most overrated point guard of all time.
Yikes.
Because I saw every head-to-head matchup with him and Zeke. And he couldn't hold Isaiah's jock, and that's why Karl Malone gave him 33 stitches over his left eye.
And that's why I digress. And that's why we should have knocked the S-curl out of Karl Malone's head for that.
Just full disclosure. Full disclosure.
I love you even more now, man.
Adam is from Michigan, just pointing that out. Adam is from Michigan. Listen.
I'm a honk. If I had a number one all-time Alan. Pick between Isaiah and Jordan to start a team, it would be Isaiah.
Adam, let him know. Let him know about tapping the bad boys with the league.
Well,
they conspired against us and changed all the rules because they couldn't handle that smoke. They wanted Air Jordan to fly around in the sky. They ain't like them bad boys
right,
coming
Adam.
Up there. Buddha Edwards.
Right,
happy belated birthday, Buddha. Microwave all my peoples.
Man, I love that, though. He gets you all fired up. Let's go to Tim in Missouri. Tim.
Yeah, Bart, I got to agree with you on the Tim Duncan aspect, but I have to disagree with, I guess both of you said that Shaq belonged in the top 10. I don't think Shaq is top 10 material. I mean, he could dunk, no, he could rebound, man, he was dominant.
Most physically dominant player the game's ever
in
seen.
In history, man. Like, and let's not forget about the Orlando Magic's in shape Shaq.
Don't look at like Cavs.
They got
like the big Shaqtus, the big Cactus, like that, like the Cavaliers Shaq and even the Suns Shaq. That's not the Shaq you want to remember. The Shaq you want to remember was from 93 to about 2002.
He got swept by Hakeem, right? Four straight.
He was a rookie. You
know? Yeah, that's.
He was a baby. He got five titles.
All right, Tim. I love where this is going. We take great players and we grind them into a powder. Like, he wasn't any good. Joe on Long Island, Joe.
Hey, guys. I just don't, when you had Jay on with that debate, I don't know how nobody called Bart out for saying Tim Duncan, of all people, was box office. Guy was a great winner, had great teams. But wasn't his nickname the Big Fundamental? If
yes.
That's going to be the argument you make, I'd put Steph in over TD any day of the week.
I mean,
no, that's just, first, no, you want to be entertained.
Lamented for playing boring basketball. Right, but you said box office. Box office, yes, I want to be entertained. You can't make Tim Duncan.
See, hold on. Tim Duncan was... Tim Duncan was yoking on people. He was dunking on dudes.
Was he?
Yes, he was. He was dunking on people.
I don't know. If
he was. And Kevin Garnett.
Tim Duncan was giving you little elbow off the glass.
Bro,
kind of
bro,
stuff,
bro, that, bro, that, bro,
glass,
that, bro.
Like,
and he was dunking on you nice. one hand.
Well, you know, George Mikan did that, okay? Like, you know, is that what you're telling me?
Okay, so, okay, I'm sorry.
Like, George Mikan down the top 10?
I'm sorry. Jason Williams should be in the Hall of Fame. Jason Williams, white chocolate, should be in the Hall of Fame because he can dribble. He can do all the fancy stuff.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in this case, between Steph and Tim Duncan, you can't argue box office.
Okay, no. It's box office for you. Five titles, three MVPs, 15-time All-Star Steph Curry, 15-time All-NBA.
Oh, all right. Apparently we're leaving somebody out of this. Johnny in Baltimore wants to get us in line. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, guys. How are you? I'm good. Assuming it was an oversight, so I'm definitely, as always, going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. But when you were on with Jay and you were mentioning you went up to 15, 16, Wilt was never even mentioned. You can't leave him off a list. He's arguably.
Well, Allen says he's a big loser. Allen said he was a big loser.
I kind of think you can. I kind of think you can leave him out of the top 10. I think you can. Johnny, I'm telling you, I think you can.
You're going to leave Wilt out and put Shaq in?
Yes, I will. Here's why.
Shaq's the most. Yep. Shaq, I'll grant you.
The most physically dominant player in the history of the game. Most physically dominant player in the history of the game.
Absolutely not.
No?
The potential, no. The potential to have been the most physically dominant presence in the game, but maybe the most overrated physical talent in history.
Shaq got five titles. Does Wilt have? How many titles, as great as Wilt was, how many titles does Wilt Chamberlain have?
It doesn't matter. Look at Shaq's statistics, okay?
He averaged 23 points a game.
All I'm going to say is this, Johnny, I'm going to leave it here. I swear, I'm going to leave it on this part, because we do got to go. But I love that you brought this up, because I was thinking that, like, who's going to ask about Wilt because of Wilt's all the records he scored and everything else, everything he did during his time against guys that were like 6'9". Now, I'm going to just point this out, Johnny. I got to let you go only because of the time, not because I don't want you to talk more. You can always call back. But I'm going to say this, and New York fans will know where I'm going here. In 1970, Willis Reed had one leg. They put a needle in his thigh just to get him on the court. Couldn't run, couldn't do anything. Wilt Chamberlain had him in the game. And they lost.
Well, Clyde Frazier did go off.
He went off. But I'm sorry. Wilt Chamberlain, if you are a dominant player and you've got Dave DeBuscher guarding you, who is 6'8", maybe 6'6", and then Willis Reed with one leg, and you couldn't win that damn a game seven? For your first title, you couldn't do it?
And Shaq, and just
that tells me enough right there of why I put Shaq in. Because if Shaq's in that situation, Shaq is winning that game because he wins his matchup.
And just so people know, why his average is so low is because of the Boston, the Phoenix.
He played too long.
Shaq, for the first 10 years of his career, averaged 27 points a game.
Absolute dominant,
23,
physically
29,
dominant
29, 26,
player.
26, 28, yeah.
This
26,
is what's fun
29.
About these discussions.
This is his first 10 years.
Yeah, man. All right, we got to run. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Go ahead, tell me. Tell me we're missing somebody. Make your argument. We love doing that. Also, again, AFC, who do you trust to beat the Patriots? The evil empire, are they back? A lot more to get to with you. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Bart and Han.
Welcome back. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott. All right, Bart.
How you doing?
Let's play a little game here. Let's play a little game of too high, too low, or just right when it comes to the most recent NFL power rankings from our NFL Nation crew at ESPN. It's on ESPN.com right now, our weekly power rankings. Now we're at week 14. So let's discuss the top 10. If you were to guess who right now would be the number one ranked team in our power rankings, well, who would you give it to?
Cardinals.
Correct. 10-2. They were moving up from number two, continue to win, and getting healthy. So they are number one. All right, who'd you have at number two?
Green Bay Packers.
Right. Okay, well, they were number one. They dropped to two, not that they did anything wrong, but they just dropped to two. So they are 9-3. Who would you put at three?
I would put the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well done. That's 3-3. They stay at three, also 9-3. Now, this is interesting. Who's at four?
Kansas City.
No.
Should be Kansas City.
It should be, but it's not.
So New England?
Correct. New England. That's and then so mm-hmm. at five?
Kansas City.
Correct. Six?
Six would probably be, they don't want to put the Rams there, but you kind of got to. No, Dallas Cowboys.
Nope.
The Rams.
Nope.
Oh, the Tennessee Titans.
Nope. You're in the right conference, though.
Oh, the Colts? I'm just playing.
Come on.
The Baltimore Ravens?
Yes. So now, that's your team.
They're dead, man.
Well, you already claimed them to be dead. They're six power ranks, so, but you obviously the injuries. Seventh
would be probably the Rams.
Cowboys. Yeah. Eighth, interesting team here, which they just dropped one spot, but I would have dropped them more.
Titans?
No, Bills.
Bills?
Mm-hmm. Nine?
Rams.
Now you have Rams, right. And then 10?
10, I would probably go,
I'll help you. Titans.
Titans.
Okay. Yeah, they dropped two spots. So
when Julio's coming back, so he's taking his.
So that's your top 10.
He's taking his time off,
right.
Like he always takes.
Right, but what's interesting is that outside of the top 10 is the Colts at 12. They have moved up steadily. They're 7-6.
Nobody wants to see them.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's a team that I would say out of the teams outside of the top 10 that I could see pushing in.
Yeah.
That's the team I see pushing in.
So I'll put it like this: the Colts can do exactly to the Patriots' defense what the Patriots did to the Bills' defense last week.
Yes.
And we know the Patriots' defense is good, but they still can do that to them.
And right, the Colts can run on you, too, like whatever they want to do.
But now with Pittman and T.Y. Hilton coming back, mm-hmm. now they can throw it, too. So they're dangerous if they get in. But Wentz does that one or two dumb things every single game.
Right. It does make it really interesting. Yeah, the Rams at 9. Is another team to keep an eye on as well. Are they kind of finding themselves again?
Everybody has to match up. See, this is the thing. Styles make fights.
Mm-hmm.
Certain people can't beat certain people. So you're going to need some goons to beat some goons so that you can be the dancing bear or the athletic team. See, so like the Bills can't really win. It's hard for them to win a team against a team that can bludgeon them in the face.
Well, there's three NFC teams at the very top, and then the Patriots right now at four, yeah, the top AFC team when it comes to power rankings. Yeah. Do they stay there? They got to face the Bills one more time.
And the Colts.
Again,
the Colts.
Who do you trust in the AFC? Not many teams. But right now, with Bill Belichick, you trust the Patriots because, again, they have the demonstrated performance of being there before and winning this time of year. We are back in 10 seconds. Barton Hahn. Not a play. I just crush a lot. Barton Hahn.
Bolingua, bolingua.
Presented by Progressive Insurance. Not quite sure what that was. Guests on the show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Man, we have Key and Jay were on today, and they were both fantastic in their separate segments. Really good stuff. Meanwhile, of course, we have college basketball, which is now also back. Very busy sports season going on right now. Tune in tonight for the Jimmy V Classic. Texas Tech takes on Tennessee. You also get Villanova battling Syracuse. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Getting choked up, Bart.
Just my quarterback.
Just my quarterback. We got some college basketball at the Garden, too. That's always a lot of fun. When Gressman calls on, yeah, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I do want, though, I'm curious what Rodney in Georgia has to say about LeBron. Rodney?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
All right, this is what I got to say about LeBron. And, you know, I'm a fan of the man, LeBron. Generally speaking, I'm a fan on the court. But the captain, one of the most disrespected and one of the greatest players of all time, Kareem, was right. And also, let me say this about LeBron. Bart, I know you hear me on this. I think LeBron is a little soft. Now, he's out there talking about he's grabbing kahunas and doing all this other stuff. Where was he at? Where was he at with all this when that boy wanted to rip him, that young man wanted to rip him apart the other day? He pretended he acted hard, and then when that guy takes his own blood, man, LeBron was in the back having a Mai Tai or something. He was in witness protection. So don't give me this all this stuff that LeBron is saying, talking about he's tough and he's,
yeah, and
you know.
I just
think LeBron gets to the point where he overthinks things and he thinks he's greater than what he is. Yes, he's great, but he needs to know his place.
So this is I'm not a LeBrick fan, but this is the thing. If we think he's great, you know what he thinks of himself. If we think he's great, he thinks he's otherworldly, which he is, and he's earned the right. He's done it a long time. And, like, sometimes, like, I feel like great players, when they start seeing other people are starting to come and starting to get the credit, they want the light to shine on them forever. And the fact that the light is coming off of him and starting to go to Steph Curry and go to other people because we think LeBron's best days. Like, this is what we watch. This is the cliff for LeBron, right? LeBron, I think – 2 years ago was the best LeBron was ever going to be, and now it's the law of diminishing returns. It's now he'll never be the dominant player consistently that he was. We saw it happen to Kobe after the injury. We saw it happen in most players. We saw it happen to Charles Barkley. We saw it happen to Michael Jordan with the whip. Like, it happens. And LeBron, you can either die the hero or stay long enough to see yourself become the villain. And LeBron is starting to teeter now because now people are tired of his shenanigans and him firing everybody. And exactly the record that he has now, he has to take ownership for that because he put that team together. Mm-hmm. And the guys that he let go are showing that they can be an integral part in a winning program because LeBron had them playing a certain way. I thought Montrezl Harrell couldn't play no more. Right? Kuzman was lost, right? But that's because LeBron cast a big shadow and he's always trying to get rid of him and upgrade him. So now when they don't go because he got the AARP club, he got to take ownership of it.
The Lakers have a problem with that roster, and he did the right thing by at least defending Frank Vogel, a defensive-minded coach who's being, you know, criticized, and some people are saying, well, maybe they got to fire the coach with the Lakers. Sometimes it's the players and it's a bad mix of players. It doesn't work. And LeBron at least took up for his coach. It's the right thing to do because we all know LeBron has his fingerprints all over this roster. So between the Lakers and then the Knicks, the two, you know, again, major markets, you got two rosters that just don't fit
don't
with the head
it.
Coach.
We got people available. Not let LeBron get Caris LeVert.
There's some rumors we got to get to. We're going to get to those coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.